Coming up on episode number 1364, there were three classic albums that came out in 1981. And not only did they come out in 1981, they came out in July of 1981, making them 40 years old this month. And they've been the inspiration for a lot of musicians to make their own covers of these classic rock songs. I'm talking about Journey's Escape, Foreigner's Four, and the soundtrack to the film Heavy Metal. Here are covers of all three of those coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, July 8th, 2021. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another episode of Coverville. Three albums that didn't garner enough covers to be full album episodes of the show, but I didn't want to let their anniversary go by without acknowledging them. And they're great albums. They're great classic albums. But let's face it, there are a lot of deep cuts on this album that sadly, no one has stepped up to cover. I'm talking about Journey's Escape. I'm talking about Foreigner's Four album. And I'm talking about the soundtrack to the film Heavy Metal, which even featured one of the songs that was also on Journey's Escape album. At the time, in 1981, July of 1981, were huge influential albums on me. As a matter of fact, the two of them I have in vinyl form on the other side of the basement here, specifically that Heavy Metal soundtrack. So much better than the film, but at the time, I liked them both. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the Sammy Hagar, the rock and roll, the Devo. Maybe it was just the boobs. I don't know. But in any case, we're going to be celebrating all three of those albums on today's show. We're going to start things off with Journey's Escape album. And of course, not only the most popular song on the album, but arguably the most popular song Journey released. And I'm talking about one that became a baseball anthem. It's one that has just seen a resurgence in recent years, and of course was the final thing you heard in that very last episode of The Sopranos. I'm talking about Don't Stop Believin', but let's rockabilly it up a little bit. Here are the rocker covers from their album Revved Up from 2011, and Don't Stop Believin'.
Go on and on and on. try to see how something so good can hurt so bad. Caught on a one-way street, the taste of bittersweet. Love will survive somehow, some. I wonder who's crying now. Two hearts born to run, who'll be the lonely one? I wonder who's crying now. Oh, I wonder who's crying.
Who's crying? softly you'll whisper, "You're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sail on together, we drifted apart, and here you are by my side. So now I come.
Iron Horse with their cover of Journey's Open Arms. That one from the Bluegrass Tribute to Classic Rock. Came out in 2007. Of course, the Pickin' On series. Now, it's funny. When you've got the Pickin' On series, the Bluegrass series, they alternated bands between Cornbread Red and Iron Horse. And so that Bluegrass Tribute to Classic Rock actually features both bands on. It's kind of like a greatest hits of the Pickin' On series. Really, really good stuff on there, but hey, you can't go wrong with either Cornbread Red or Iron Horse. Iron Horse with our cover of Open Arms. Stone in Love by Vitamin String Quartet. Hey, perfect for your next wedding is Vitamin String Quartet performs the music of Journey. That one came out in 2010. Who's Crying Now by Soft News. That one from their 2014 album, Used Melodies, a very clever title for a cover album. And the rocker covers started us off, a couple of guys from the Stray Cats, from their album Revved Up from 2011. That's their cover of Don't Stop Believin'. Probably the hardest decision for the show is deciding which version of Don't Stop Believin' to play. I've played a lot on the show before, so I want to play something that I haven't aired on the show before. Great album, Journey Escape, and 40 years old this month. Now, that Open Arms song the original, the Journey version, was also featured as part of the soundtrack to the film Heavy Metal, an animated anthology film that came out in August of 1981, 1 month after the album was released. I had the album, the vinyl, ahead of that, and wore that thing down to where it was practically see-through. All killer, no filler. That album was great, starting with the Sammy Hagar and the Don Felder to a couple tracks by Cheap Trick, Blue Oyster Cult, and we've got a few covers of the songs. Now, one of the ones on there, one of the biggest songs on that album, was a cover itself. It was Devo with Working in the Coal Mine, which was a cover of an old Alan Toussaint song that was first recorded by Lee Dorsey. It wasn't until a lot, many years later, that I'd find out that the Devo song wasn't originally Devo and that they were actually doing a cover right there. Blue Swede, you know, the band that did Hooked on a Feeling around this time, back in the late 70s, early 80s as well, I guess mid to late 70s for Blue Swede. That, of course, was a cover too, but we'll talk about Hooked on a Feeling some other time. They also did a cover of Working in the Coal Mine. Let's listen to their version. Here is the Swedish band Blue Swede, Working in the Coal Mine.
Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, my bottle slipped down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, my bottle slipped down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on? That I'm
working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, my bottle slipped down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, my bottle slipped down.
'Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having fun. I'm just working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, my bottle slipped down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, my bottle slipped down.
One, two, one, two, three, four. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Oh Lord, I'm so tired.
One, two, three, four.
How long
one,
can this
two,
go on?
One, two, three,
but I'm working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, my bottle slipped down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, my bottle slipped down.
'Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun. Can this go on?
But I'm working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, my bottle slipped down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, my bottle slipped down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, my bottle slipped down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in the coal mine, my bottle slipped down. Working in the coal mine, going down, down, down.
Come on!
Head bangers in leather, sparks flying in the dead of the night. It all comes together when they shoot out the lights, yeah. 50,000 watts of power, yeah, and it's pushing overload. The beast is ready to devour.
to explode, about to overload. It's your one-way ticket to midnight. Call it heavy metal. I'm in just right. Call it heavy metal. Desperation on the red line. Call it heavy metal. No. Tight pants and lipstick.
Tight pants and lipstick.
She's riding on the razor's edge.
Yeah, on the razor's edge.
She holds her own against the boys.
Ah, yeah.
Cuts through the crowd just like a wedge. Can you feel the static? So many contacts being made. We got up front fanatics breaking down the barricades.
Lord, breaking down
to reach the stage.
They're gonna reach the stage.
Can you feel the rage?
Yeah.
It's your one-way ticket to midnight. Call it heavy metal. High feeling just right. Call it heavy metal. Desperation on the red line.
Going on, dear, and there's no end that I know that get safe wherever.
Rate goes over and over.
it. Oh, baby, reach out, take it. Oh, yeah.
heavy metal taking a ride by the band Sound Switch. That one originally done by Don Felder from the heavy metal soundtrack. 2012 is when that cover came out. There were actually two songs on the soundtrack called Heavy Metal. That one had the parenthetical taking a ride and was the slower of the two. Want to say that was being played at the beginning when the guy comes out of the spaceship and there's a Corvette. Very, very Elon Musk taking a car into space kind of thing, if I remember correctly. It's been a while since I've seen that movie. I remember just a few things from it. Giant sphere with a happy face on it was another thing. Heavy Metal, Taken Ride by Sound Switch. Before that, Mike Doughty, who is such an amazing performer, such an amazing singer-songwriter, does a lot of great covers, also was a part of Soul Coughing, the vocalist for Soul Coughing. That was his cover of Cheap Trick's Reach Out, Higher State of Consciousness, that one from his 2012 album. The Flip is Another Honey. King Django and the Scrucialists, that's right, the Scrucialists, with a cover of Blue Oyster Cult's Veteran of the Psychic Wars. Now, Blue Oyster Cult actually recorded two songs for the soundtrack. They only ended up using Veteran of the Psychic Wars because their other song pretty much told the entire story of one of the segments of the anthology or one of the segments of the movie. And so they said, yeah, we'll keep that one out. We'll use Veteran of the Psychic Wars. And it's a great song, both the original and that cover by King Django and the Scrucialists. That one from 2011. And Jim Peterik, who you know from bands like Survivor, and basically writing or co-writing every big song from the 80s, every cheesy, bombastic arena rocker from the 80s, Jim Peterik, written stuff for 38 Special. He was a member of, what was the band that did Vehicle? Ides of March. He was a member of Ides of March and wrote things like Caught Up in You, Is This Love, Hold On Loosely, I Can't Hold Back. Co-wrote that heavy metal song with Sammy Hagar. Sammy performed it for the soundtrack. And Jim Peterik covered it just recently in 2016 on an album called The Songs, where he went back and covered all those songs that he wrote and co-wrote in the 80s. Great stuff. And for a guy, you know, who's known as being kind of a cheesy songwriter, these things totally hold up. Heavy metal completely holds up. Blue Swede at the top of that set, Working in the Coal Mine, a song that Devo recorded and covered for the heavy metal soundtrack, originally done by Lee Dorsey, a song that Alan Toussaint wrote way back in the day. That cover, by the way, by Blue Suede came out in 1974, a full 7 years before the movie came out, but features a lot of those elements. I mean, those were the guys, Blue Suede were the guys who added the Ooga Chaka, Ooga Chaka to Hooked on a Feeling. Or were they? Now that I say that, I have a feeling that Jonathan King might have done that in his cover. Well, let's say, for right now, we'll say that Blue Suede invented that. Great soundtrack, though. The heavy metal soundtrack featured folks like Journey, Nazareth, Blue Oyster Cult, Cheap Trick, Devo, Sammy Hagar. One band they didn't include on there, though, was Foreigner. Foreigner, at the time, were busy working on their fourth album, and also their first album after becoming a lineup of four people. It was called Foreigner 4 because of those two things. Fourth album and Foreigner were now down to four people. That was another great album and featured, at least four songs that you're going to recognize that we're going to be playing for you. Let's start off with this one from the Binghamton Crosbys, great a cappella band, from their 2008 album 25, The Best of the Binghamton Crosbys. Here's Jukebox Hero.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket. It was a sold-out show. Heard the roar of the crowd. He could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall. And like a distant scream, heard one guitar just blew him away. Saw stars in his eyes. And the very next day, he bought a beat-up CD.
in a heavy downpour. Thought he passed his own shadow by the backstage door. Like a trip through the past.
So long, I've been looking too hard, I've been waiting too long. Sometimes I don't know what I will find. I only know it's a matter of time when you love someone. When you love someone, it feels so right, so warm and true. I need to know if you feel it too. Maybe I'm wrong, won't you tell me if I'm coming on too strong? This heart of mine has been hurt before. This time I wanna be sure.
you stay up, you won't come down, you wanna live, you wanna move to the sound. You got fire in your veins, burning hot, but you don't feel a thing. Your desire is insane. You can't stop until you do it again. You say
urgent. Yeah, completely transformed. That's the band Fragile from their 2014 album Josephine's Melody, with a cover of Foreigner's Urgent. Waiting for a Girl Like You, kind of a club mix there, club lounge version. Waiting for a Girl Like You by the band Undercover from their 1992 release. Check out The Groove. Southern Pacific with a very countrified cover of Luann from 1985, just a couple of years after the Foreigner release. I had to go back and listen to the original by Foreigner just to remind myself what it sounded like, because they did such a great job of transforming it, Southern Pacific, with their cover of Luann. That's from their self-titled album from 1985. And bringing us some a cappella, the Binghamton Crosbys, from their Best Of 25 from 2008, a cover of Jukebox Hero, closing out our Foreigner set. And there you go, that. Three classic 1981 albums, July 1981 albums, that hopefully you go back and listen to. I'm sure they're all on the streaming services. You can go back and listen to each one. And here's some of the deeper cuts that haven't been covered. That is going to do it, though, for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, I urge you to do so. Email me, requests@coverville.com. You can also visit the website, coverville.com. It's got everything you need there. Past episodes, ways to support the show on Patreon, and get some great stuff in the process. Of course, swag, lots of t-shirts available for getting your summer wardrobe perfectly arranged. That is coverville.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CACHEFLY, cachefly.com.